This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast, and this podcast is titled Study and Understand How Allocation Tools Work. So the most important thing in investing is, one, to keep your money in, and the more money you put in, the more likely you're going to have out on the other side. And then probably the next most important concept is to sort of know how you're allocating that money and where you're putting it. So one of the things that most people are not familiar with, and they don't spend enough time with, is, and they basically just get sold these concepts by their brokers, are allocation tools. You can find allocation tools online. And allocation tools, if developed well, will tell you how things will go in sort of over a period of time and over a shorter period of time. So, for example, over the last 100 years, how has a certain portfolio performed, both over that 100 years, but also in 1 year, 5 year, 7 year increments? And this is very important. And why is this important? This is important because if you're like me and you're a nervous investor and you hate to lose money, you want to know not just something performs on average well over 5, 10, or 100 years, but you want to know, are there going to be any 1 or 2 year periods where it's an absolute disaster? And how am I going to stomach that? And how is that portfolio going to look? So if there are periods of time where the market goes down 20% and all of your money's in the market, then in that year, your portfolio has gone down 20%. And for people like me who are so nervous by nature, I can't live like that. So you come up with a portfolio that's more balanced. If it's 50-50, you know, then any 1 year over the last 100 years, when the market's crashed 30%, for example, you've only lost 15% of your worth, whatever the number is. But understanding these allocation tools, how over certain periods of time, the ups and downs will be much higher in certain portfolios than other portfolios, is really helpful to understand. So, for example, if you have a portfolio heavily weighted towards stocks in a tough year, that's going to go down a lot more. But over the long run, your returns are probably going to be better. In contrast, if your portfolio is heavily weighted towards cash or bonds, then even in a bad year, it's unlikely to go down very much. But you have to understand, for that comfort and that security that's not going up and down that much, you're probably giving up longer returns over the long run. So a lot of this depends on your own sort of sensitivity to risk and how you view these things and your own perspective of it. Now, if I was 22, I might very well have all my money in the stock market, and then I just have to have a strong enough stomach to deal with the ups and downs, the bad years and the good years. If in contrast, you're in your 50s or 60s and you're nervous by nature, you want a much different allocation. And the important thing is to understand these allocation tools are out there, to look at them and sort of develop your investment plan based on these allocation tools and what you think you could stomach. Many people think they could stomach a 50% loss. Most of the time when that actually happens, we can't really stomach it. That's when people jump out of buildings and stuff like that. So the idea is to sort of work with these tools to understand what allocation you could live with and understand, for me at least, it's less about getting the perfect return, the optimal return. It's less about maxing out every return, and it's more about hitting a return that works for me but doesn't have huge ups and downs. In any event, I hope you find this helpful, and thank you for listening to this version of the Becker Private Equity Business Podcast.